I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about real life, actually. This is called Only One Per Chance, Per Dream, Please. How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. Long, long ago, we down south village playmates used to dream about doing things like star swinging and moonbeam toting. Dreams were our main source of entertainment. We daydreamed, nightdreamed, imagined the impossible, explored the corners of the universe without moving an inch. Grown-ups respected our outrageous imaginations. They couldn't ground us for thinking and dreaming, so they let us run wild inside. After all, they were kids like us just a couple of decades earlier. Grown-ups even understood that dreams could become nightmares at times. They were there to comfort us in the feverish wee hours of the morning. One nightmare. Cold, steel-blue flames are swooping over a field across the street from our home, the field we play in each day. But in this nervous dream, the fire does not produce heat. I am in the field, running through those cold, steel-blue flames, trying to escape. But escape from what? Escapes to where? How will I know when I'm safe from the flames? Since the flames are harmless, why am I running from them? Should I stop and embrace the flames? Respect the flames? Learn to live within the flames? I am panicky. I scream. I awaken to the humid world into which I was delivered just a few years ago. Cool hands check my brow. Large, loving adults soothe me and tuck me in. My unfettered imagination is once again safely anchored, allowing me time to recuperate and prepare for capturing future moonbeams in jars. The moonbeams become fireflies, so I release them back to their world after a while. After all, they were here long before me. They will be here long after I myself become a dream. Maybe by then, I'll learn how to swing on a star.